I am Susan Young. We are convening the February 5th meeting of the Pacifica National Board to start at 8:30 Eastern Time, and we're starting at 8:34 Eastern Time. Will the secretary please take the roll?
That. Hodge Brown. I'll keep going. Fred Dodsworth.
Is here.
Thank you, Fred. Jerome Edge. Hang on. I'll keep going because I think I just let Jerome in. Sorry. It's hard to take roll and let people in at the same time.
I'll do my best to help.
Okay.
Out.
Where was I? I was on. I said Fred Dodsworth, and then
Jerome Edge just showed up.
Yeah, something just happened to my little spreadsheet, though. It like disappears every time I click on it.
That's not fun.
No, hang on.
The joys of being secretary, which is by far the worst job. So we're grateful for anyone who steps up and does it.
I mean, the ridiculous thing is it's right there. And it, okay, now I've got it. Sorry, Jerome Edge. I'll keep going. Sal. Oh, right. I got you, Jerome. Okay. Sally Heller.
I'm here.
Thank you, Sally. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Thank you, Jan. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Avelia Jones.
Here.
Thank you, Avelia. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Thank you, Zach. Philip Muldery.
Here.
Thank you, Philip. I'm not calling Marianne Martinez, who resigned. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Thank you, Sean. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Serene Roberts. Keep going. Jim Sagerton.
Asked for a maybe excused absence. He might come late.
Okay. Minerva Sanders. Harvey Wasserman. Dennis Williams.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Thank you, Dennis.
That's our major revenue source, Dennis.
Michael Woodson.
Don't find me. I'm here.
Thank you, Michael. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Let me do the other folks, and then I'll go back through Stephanie Wells.
Is it off now?
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Thank you, Aki. Okay, now let me go back through. Kaja Brown?
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Thank you, Serene. Minerva Sanders? Harvey Wasserman.
He's connecting to audio.
Got it. Well, in any event, Madam Chair, we've achieved quorum, and I will catch those couple of people.
As they show up. Excellent.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Preliminary, so I will read the agenda. Preliminary items, 5 minutes, call to order by the chair. Actually, call to order, roll call by the secretary, report out from January 8th meeting. I will read that. The PNB met in closed session to discuss the confidential ED evaluation. Excused absences, we've had one request, and that's James Sagerton. Any objection? Hearing none. Agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda. Minutes approval for the January 8th meeting. Chair announcement of special meetings. February 9th, closed session only for further discussion of ED evaluation. February 12th, open session and closed for elections to replace open for elections to replace directors and closed session for continuation of ED evaluation if necessary. July meeting date at 5 minutes so that we can avoid July 4th. Committee reports 20 minutes. Governance, Julie Hewitt. Finance, Fred Dobsworth. Audit Committee, Minerva Sanders. Essentially, the Personnel Committee. I have reported on the two special meetings that have been called. Affiliates report, Executive Director report. Affiliates report 5 minutes, Executive Director report 10 minutes, unfinished business 5 minutes, motion for raising minimum membership fee, motion from Serene Roberts on informed directors, new business 5 minutes. Is there any objection to the agenda as read?
Not an objection, but I sent in a motion.
Julie, can you address that?
Yeah, I did receive the motion, Sally. So, the two things I want to point out is, the subject matter of the motion should properly be an executive session. And then the second thing is we can put it under new business.
Okay.
So.
Thanks for the reminder. We'll bring it up then. Dennis?
Yeah, did I have an excused absence on January 8th? Or do you have me in it?
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next item, minutes from January. Excuse me, Serene?
I have a question.
Sure.
So special meetings require 10 days notice and maybe phone calls. I don't remember. I'm wondering why the two meetings that are happening Monday and Thursday were not that using that procedure.
Julie, thank you.
So we're not on that agenda item. So since we just approved the agenda, can we just stick to the agenda, which would put us talking about minutes first?
Well, they were announced, right?
It's an agenda item, and we will.
The chair was reading the agenda. She wasn't.
No, that's agenda item number 4.
Okay. We'll get to it, but can we please just do minutes first?
Okay, great.
So are there any corrections to the January 8th meeting minutes? Hearing none.
I'd like to abstain.
Excuse me? You wish to abstain?
I'd like to abstain.
Please reflect Serene abstaining. Okay, chair announcement of special meetings. February 9th in closed session only for further discussion of ED evaluation. February 12th, open session for elections to replace directors and closed session continuation of ED evaluation. Julie, would you help me address Serene's question?
Okay, sorry. I'm doing more than one thing at the same
time
here.
Too many things at once.
I don't know that the minutes, the bylaws, the special meetings shall require only 7 days advance notice. So, you know, and it does say telephonic, but we're getting, by virtue of having this on the agenda this evening, we're putting people on notice. And so it's, you know, this is the telephonic reaching out to people.
And Monday?
Okay. Excuse me? Monday, we actually scheduled that after the personnel committee meeting that we had last Monday. So we hit the 7-day notice.
Okay. So a notice means that the board, someone writes a letter to the board stating stating that we're going to be having a meeting.
No, I'm sorry, Serena, I'm finding you out of order. We have met the necessary standards. We're moving over. We're moving past this agenda item. The next agenda item is July meeting date. Julie, you've brought up that this is typically a problem. So are we looking at the Thursday of the second week?
Yeah, the first Thursday in July is not July 4th. I'm pulling up a calendar as we speak here. The first Thursday in July is
the second.
And so the 4th of July, which is obviously a holiday, is on Saturday. But, you know, that makes the official holiday that many people have off from work be Friday the 3rd. And so then having a meeting on Thursday the 2nd might, you know, a lot of people travel for July 4th or otherwise make plans. And so the question is, does the body want to change the date of the first, the July meeting from the first Thursday, which would be the 2nd, to the second Thursday, which would be the 9th? We can take care of that. We did the same thing last year. I think it was last year it was the first Thursday was the 3rd, and it was obviously much closer, but it was the same idea that, you know, that the Friday was the holiday. So, you know, even though the dates are a little bit different, it seems like the same thing would come into play here.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none. We're ready to move forward on that. Committee reports, starting with the governance committee. Sorry, Julie, you have to tap dance and twirl plates.
I'm not caught up yet. Okay. So the governance committee met. I don't remember the day, but it would have been maybe something like January 18th, the third Thursday in January. And, we passed, a motion, and it was about filling a vacancy on the PMB. The bylaws, the 2025 bylaws, describe a little bit about the process that we have to follow, but not sort of all the details of the process. And so what this motion is, it was basically anticipating that there might be some turnover on the board in 2026 because, you know, people, when they signed up to be directors in 2025, knew that they were being elected to a 1-year term, but now it's effectively a 2-year term. And so, you know, anticipating that somebody might resign. And in fact, now we have had two resignations, one that's already effective and one that becomes effective later this month. So here's the motion that we passed in the governance committee. Resolution to establish a procedure to fill a vacancy on the Pacifica National Board. 1, PMB director resignations must be submitted to the Secretary of the Pacifica National Board and the PNB. 2, after a resignation or term out is received by the Secretary, an email is sent to board members announcing the opening of nominations for filling the vacancy. 3, the election for filling the vacancy will be added to the agenda for the next PMB meeting with an announcement of those who have been nominated by email and an opportunity for further nominations from the floor. 4, nominees will have an opportunity to speak and answer questions for 5 minutes. Those nominated must be eligible based on membership at that station for at least 1 year and match the class and station of the person being replaced. 5, an OPA vote ballot will be created and sent to all current PMB members, excluding persons whose resignations are affected or who have termed out as of the date of the vote. To be counted, the OPA vote ballots must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days from the day of the meeting. 6, the results of the election will be reported to the PMB and to the new member by the PMB secretary by email and added to the PMB distribution list and treated as a director immediately. The newly elected director will be introduced and added to the roll call at the next PNB meeting. 7. This procedure applies so long as there is just one vacancy per station class combination. Candidates are nominated for a designated position, and each position is voted on separately. That's the motion from the governance committee.
Because it comes from committee, it does not need a second. Is there discussion? Serene, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, so I'm on the governance committee. We discussed this. There were two problems. They are still problems. One is in Section 5, which sets up a system where people can vote on their replacement by choosing a resignation date that is after the date of the vote. That is not allowed even in the transition section of the bylaws, of the settlement bylaws. The language very clearly states that the vote.
Let me ask you, Serene, are you proposing a motion to amend?
You're correct, yes.
So please state your motion.
Sorry, let me get back to reading is not my strength right now. But let me get back to looking at the motion. In the meantime, while my phone works its magic. Section 5 allows at present for the Okay, so will be created and sent to all members. My amendment would be created and sent to all PNB members except the person whose resignation is the subject of a replacement. Except the person to be replaced. Sorry, let's keep it simple. The language in the bylaws, in the transition section of the settlement bylaws, states that the vote must be by the remaining directors, which clearly excludes someone being able to choose their replacement by voting for them.
So you have made a motion to amend, and you have just motivated it. Is there someone who wishes to? There was disagreement on the committee, and we voted in favor of this. I think it was Jan. Jan, are you ready to address this?
Should the motion be seconded?
I'll second it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sorry. Thank you, Dennis. Yes, second the motion.
Second.
Jan? Philip?
Yes, since I'm the person you're talking about, I have no intention of voting. So we can essentially eliminate this whole conversation by me saying I'm not going to vote.
May I respond?
So, yeah, I'm sorry Jan isn't speaking up. Serene, then Sally, then Dennis.
Okay, so it's really not about you as an individual. It's the rule that we're all going to have to live by until we're no longer living by these rules. So nothing personal. But in crafting the motion, we have to put the language that expresses the intention of the bylaws and the understanding of the board. So even your agreeing to not vote is not going to resolve the problem. And I will point out to people that the motion that initially came to the committee excluded the person to be replaced from being part of the voting pool. Jan made an amendment to allow for the setting of a resignation date that then could allow that person to choose their replacement.
Thank you, Serene. Let's move on to Sally and Dennis.
Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. It's not about this one election. Philip, thank you for, doing the right thing. But we are setting up an ongoing standard, and we should either eliminate that person from the pool or require that their resignation date be before the date of any election, which would automatically remove them from the pool. Check.
Dennis?
Yeah, I trust you, Philip, but the fact that you are agreeing not to participate makes the point that it's not appropriate. So it seems pretty simple to me.
So then let me just ask, is there the motion to amend has been moved and seconded. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the motion to amend is adopted. Okay.
I have another amendment, please.
Okay.
So to Section 7, this procedure applies so long as there's just one vacancy. But, of course, it's entirely possible that we can have more than one vacancy of a kind during an election. So if there's only one staff seat, so that's rather easy right now. But the listeners have three seats from each station. And if we have more than one resignation, right now we only have one to deal with. But if we have more than one resignation in the listener category at a given
per station,
that election, I'm sorry?
More than one listener per station.
Right. I said, if we have more than one listener vacancy at a given station, then that election should be by STV rather than setting up two separate IRV elections, two separate majority take all elections.
Okay, thank you.
It should be
Serene,
by STV.
Serene, I'm going to ask Julie. Julie is the committee chair to respond. And also, we don't have a written amendment. Please go ahead,
yeah,
Julie.
So the point is that what the motion does is it deals with the possibility, because I think we didn't have an extended discussion about this. It deals with the possibility of replacing one listener member at a time. So the other thing I need to be clear about is basically, okay, this is another little thing. I'm not actually making the motion yet, but I'll make the motion in a moment. This motion really only applies for the period from now through the end of 2026, because we will have elections. There will be a 2020. The rules change for 2027. This motion, even though it doesn't say that, is really just about this transition period and how we fill vacancies, right? So, and we shouldn't be in the business of telling the 2027 PMB how to run. So there's that. And so then, I mean, yes. If it would happen, it's not that two listener members from the same station resigned at the same time. What this motion says is, oops, it doesn't apply to that situation. But I think what you're trying to do here is, in effect, take a process that we figured out that the governance committee agreed to, and then, sort of blow it up over a conversation about something that is, I think, a very low probability event. I mean, is it a weakness of this motion?
Julie,
sure, but go ahead.
Julie, I think you were going to make a motion to, and I'm going to come back to that, Serene. Julie, I think you were going to make a motion to add for 2026.
Yes. I mean, I think the thing to do would be to add the phrase for 2026 at the very top where it says resolution to establish a procedure to fill a vacancy on the PMB for 2026. So just insert it for 2026 at the very top there.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Mila seconds it.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. I want to comment. There's no objection. So that is adopted. I want to comment. I'll come back to you, Jan, and I will come back to Jan and then Serene. We took 2 hours to get through this, to get to this far. There were many amendments and discussion. We worked very hard. That question was one that we said we could address if it comes up. So I would like to acknowledge the very hard work of the committee and not revisit this argument. Jan.
I would like to, before we leave this general topic, I would like to go back. I've been trying for, since we were on the topic of the previous motion, I've been trying to be able to speak and have not been able to speak. So I wanted to go back to the previous topic. I'm fine with this particular motion. It's the previous.
Understand. So if there is, I'm sorry that it was adopted unanimously, Jan. I'm sorry you weren't ready to speak to it.
I was very ready to speak. I was not admitted into the meeting. I was on the phone. I was trying to get to speak. I was trying to raise my hand, and then I switched over to the desktop, and I've been in the waiting room and was not admitted while we were on the same topic. And I would like to make a motion to go back to the previous topic after we've finished.
Is there a second to go back to the previous motion that
would somebody please second it?
Myla will second.
Myla seconds.
Thank you.
Is there any objection? Okay, we'll go back,
object,
Jan.
But okay, I object, but I'm sure we'll go back anyway.
Let's note Serene's objection.
I also tried to object. I was a little slow.
Sorry.
Hand up.
And
I'm also trying to object. This is Ron.
Okay, so then that means we need to take a vote on whether to agree to go back to the motion to amend about whether those who are resigning can vote or not, depending on the effective date. So, Julie, will you do me a favor? What the vote is right now is yes, we go back to that question. No, we do not go back to that question.
All right. So, calling the roll. Kaja Brown?
Abstain.
Kaja abstains. Fred Dodsworth?
Fred, you got on mute. We can't hear you. Why don't you keep going down the roll and come back? Oh,
no, okay. My vote is no.
Fred is a no. Jerome Edge?
I abstain.
Jerome abstains. Sally Gellert?
No.
Sally's a no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Julie Hewitt, I'll pass. Avelia Jones? I'll keep going. Zach Caldvier?
I'm going to abstain right now.
If you want to just abstain for right now, then that's probably, you mean to say you pass for now.
Yeah.
Is that right? Pass?
Yes.
Okay, Zach passes. Philip Mullery?
No.
Philip is a no. Sean Kelly McPherson?
God's sake, no. Waste of time.
Okay. Sean's a no.
Muted. Are you worried?
Ron Pinchback?
Muted. No.
Ron's a no. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla passes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene is a no. James Sagerton?
And may we recognize that James is here? If he speaks.
I have marked James as present. I'll keep going. Has Minerva Sanders made it into the meeting? I'll keep going. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Is that a yes vote, Harvey?
Yeah.
I'm also marking Harvey as present, and Harvey is a yes. Dennis Williams?
No.
Dennis is a no. Michael Woodson?
Abstain.
Michael abstains. Let me go back up the top. Julie Hewitt, you passed. I'll abstain. Avalia Jones?
I'll vote yes.
Avalia votes yes. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Still on the fence?
I said no.
You said no. Okay, Zach's a no. Gotcha. Myla Reason, you passed?
I'm going to abstain.
I'm sorry, Myla, that was very faint.
Abstain.
Abstain, gotcha. James Sagerton?
Jimmy, you're muted. He may still be at the polls.
No, well, he did join the meeting, I thought. He's in the meeting. Okay, but he sometimes has trouble unmuting and he may not, and actually he may have joined the meeting.
Yeah.
So that he would be in the meeting and able to participate later.
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
What?
Minerva Sanders has not been able to get into the meeting. She's been trying. Can she be sent the phone number to try to get into the meeting by phone?
I'll send her the phone number.
Thank you very much, Myla. We sure appreciate it.
Sure.
And Chair James votes yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Jim Sagerton is a yes. Okay. So Minerva's not in yet.
Can I
leave this here for a moment?
Thank you.
This is my
James, would you be kind to mute yourself now because we hear background noise?
And this is Myla. I'm going to change my vote to yes.
Myla is changing her vote from abstain to yes. Okay. So there's nobody who's passed. The only person that we might be waiting on would be if Minerva can get in the meeting quickly.
Why don't we go ahead and hear what the count is?
Okay. Madam Chair, the yeses are 5. The noes are 8. And there were 4 abstentions.
Okay, so one vote either way will not make a difference.
That is correct.
So the motion loses.
Yep.
Okay.
Timekeeper, Madam Chair.
Yes.
We've used up the full 20 minutes on that report A. Do we want to modify the time or what?
So I'm going to request, because we've got important things to do in the committee meetings, I mean in the committee reports, is that we go ahead and decide on the governance motion. We have 3 important matters in the finance committee. Is there any objection to the governance motion as amended?
Yes, I asked to make an amendment to part 7 of this.
So,
and instead we went back to part 5.
Say the motion to amend. Don't discuss it. Sure. Say what the multiple, motion to amend is.
Sure. Multiple seats in the same class and station shall be voted by STV.
Is there a second?
Sally, second.
Okay. Is there discussion? Is there an objection?
Actually, I have a discussion issue.
Yes.
It's my understanding that STB costs us money, whereas Open Vote doesn't. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, thank you. I have no other questions.
Is there any objection? If not, that amendment is adopted. Minerva, Great. Minerva, is there any objection to adopting that motion as amended? Hearing none, it is adopted. Minerva, welcome. Can you say hello?
Yes, hello. Sorry for my tardiness.
Well, we understand those things happen. Okay, Finance Committee. Fred, you're up.
Madam Chair, what is the time added, please?
10.
Thank you.
The Finance Committee met, and we went over two different stations. WBAI, we're happy to say we forwarded you the budget, but even more, we're happy to say that they actually ran a actual in real time fund drive and did extremely well, and surpassed their goal. And last I heard, which was a week or two ago, they were still getting money coming in. My personal feeling is that we need to have every station, including WBAI, do 4 fund drives a year. The last time they did a fund drive was 18 months ago. And
so if I may, Fred, you're asking for the board to approve the WBAI budget, which
but
has been set up previously.
We're not in the budget that I think the board needs to hear.
Understood. I'm trying to keep us moving.
I am very much aware of how we haven't been moving, but I feel like this is important.
I hear you. Is there any objection to adopting the WBAI budget as forwarded to the board? Hearing none, it's adopted.
Like to abstain. I would just like to abstain. Serene, thanks.
All right. Please reflect that Serene is abstaining. Fred, I apologize for being cranky. Will you go ahead? I think you've got the national office budget now.
That's correct.
No. Can I speak about BAI?
Yes. Oh, excuse me. Yes, because I'm giving this.
Yeah, absolutely, Fred.
Okay.
Fred
Thank
and
you.
Philip.
My question Philip, is: Are they paying for their own transmitter expense, or is that coming out of the national budget?
That is somewhat still in negotiation. So far, they have gotten payments that covered the transmitter expense, but it's not. I don't think that we can guarantee that they're going to pay it over the long haul. And we're okay with that, at least on the Finance Committee, because they're doing so much better than they were doing for the last 20 years.
Well, they are raising about 1/4 of what KPFA raises.
I know.
So I don't want to sugarcoat the fact that this is the largest market in the country.
I agree.
The most potential listeners. And it's raising 1/4 the money of KPFA.
I think that's a very important point to make. Do you wish to vote no on the budget?
No, I just want to inform the other board members that we're talking about a station that is coming back from a deep hole and that it has a long way to go.
Yes, absolutely correct.
Okay, so is there, I see Serene and Sally. Serene? We're on the national, I think we're on the national office budget now.
Well, I had a response to what I just heard.
Well, we've already adopted the WBAI budget. So can we keep going forward?
I suppose so. I'll send an email.
Thank you. So, Fred, the national office budget.
Was beautiful. It was very clear. We are paying our bills. Thank you, all the stations and the affiliates. Thank you, Bob, for bringing in some money that we didn't expect. This is really good. And we are very happy to request the board's approval of the national office budget.
No, because this comes out of committee, no second is needed. Is there any objection to adopting the national budget, national office budget, which was forwarded to you all Monday and earlier today?
I have a question.
Yes?
Okay. So the sideband, the side carrier's payment is still showing up in the national office budget as money generated, although...
Yeah. Serene, it's very hard to hear you.
Is this better?
Yes.
Fine, yes.
Okay. Okay. That's because the headset is now in my mouth.
Keep getting going.
Okay. Is the full SCA rent still being applied directly to the national offices income line?
Stephanie can address that. The answer is yes, and for a good reason. Stephanie.
Yes, it is, because the licenses are technically the property of Pacifica Foundation, and there was a motion that was passed quite a few years ago on the PNB that stated that's where that income would go. What we do, because that's a line item for income for the national office, when there is a need at one of the stations that have those towers, we have gone and money in to our account because that's where the budget line item is. And then we do money out and use it to pay for a bill that is needed. So the last few funds that have come in for that on the towers that are on the sidebands that are with WBAI have been used to offset the cost of their tower rent.
And might I add something to that?
Yes.
There's getting to be less and less money every year as people move away from the towers entirely. And in the not distant future, that will probably zero out.
Okay. Is there, Sally, did you have another question?
The last exchange kind of makes me wonder, how can you at one point say you're not raising the tower and then another point saying it's going into somebody else's budget and they'll pay for it?
So the subcarrier income basically comes to more than one station. And it is used to support the technology group at the national office, which carries the major load of managing those relationships. That's why that decision was made a number of years ago by the PNB, and this budget still reflects that. Okay, is there any objection to adopting the national office budget as it has been provided to the board?
Serene votes no.
Anyone else? Okay, it passes with a one no vote. Fred, you've got one more motion.
Chair, this is James.
Yes.
I did not hear the discussion on that, so I'm going to abstain.
Okay, sounds good.
Can you read that motion that I sent you?
Yes. Okay. This is a motion adopted by the NFC recommended to the PNB. Whereas events conducted in the name of Pacifica require adequate planning for security, insurance, budget, and other event details. Whereas publications published and distributed in the name of Pacifica require adequate planning for content, graphics, and budget. Therefore, a plan and budget for a proposed event must be developed, reviewed, and approved by management, the GMIGM or the ED, before it can be held. A design and budget for a proposed publication must be developed, reviewed, and approved by management, GMIGM and ED, before it can be published or distributed. And the ED, GMIGMs will determine the period of time needed for prior approval that must be met for the event or publication to be considered.
Because it came from
committee, doesn't need a second.
I would like to motivate that.
Please, go ahead.
Recently, a mailing was done that cost $20,000.
No, it cost $8,000.
Okay, well, at one point I was told it cost $20,000. Yep, mm-hmm. And I have seen the mailing, and it was very, very unfortunate because it was from the L.A. area, and it showed what was supposed to be a sunset in the L.A. area, but instead looked like a forest fire. And the fact that we were spending money on something that looked like we were burning our own towers down really was not our best moment. And so I think that these things, which were entirely done within the local LSV, need to be looked at by people in the actual professional class that is our ED and others. And I think that it's fortunate that it only cost $8,000 because I was told originally it cost $20,000. And this is the kind of money that we could really spend well on other issues.
Sally, Myla, Serene, Jan. Sally.
I'm a little concerned about this in terms of how long it might take and how many people need to be involved. And I wonder if there should be a threshold amount for small items, and whether there should be something specific as to, you know, how to make sure things don't get dragged on in bureaucracy that nobody really needs and wants. So, check.
Let me just quickly address that there have been events without budgets, without accountability, and there have been publications without budgets and accountability. Stephanie, would you be kind to address the timeliness of review that you think you can assure?
It'll be very quick, and we've done it at KPFK before with flyers when they've held some town hall meetings or things like that, where they, you know, the person that's designing it will just send it to me, and often we'll go live with the design program to kind of get things on track. And the same with budgets. I know that Myla has sent me things sometimes that are just, you know, on a piece of paper. We'll go over it really quickly, and then we kind of get an idea. So a lot of it is very quick because I do understand the timeliness of a lot of these events. We just want to make sure that we have insurance in place, security in place. If we need a translator in place, we can get that. Just a lot of these little things that sometimes fall through the cracks.
Myla, then Serene, then Jan, then Philip.
Well, you know, I do support this generally. I'm wondering, and I voted for it, but I think I voted for it. But I'm wondering whether you can put the exact language in the chat, because the one thing that
it's part of the agenda.
Okay. Well, what Sally brought up, it's just kind of vague, although I'm very reassured by Stephanie. Thank you for telling us that, you know, that you absolutely have been operating in a way that's extremely expeditious. However, I just am a little bit uncomfortable with that language that makes it kind of open-ended in terms of how long it should take.
So, Myla,
I'm wondering about an amendment. But I'm not looking at the.
Well, it's a part of your agenda, Myla.
I understand. I wonder if Sally might have a suggestion in terms of the.
And I don't really have a suggestion. I do have.
So listen, I have a suggestion. Why don't we move forward with this now? And when people have an idea of what makes sense, they can come to the PNB with a proposal to amend it.
I'd rather postpone it till next month and do it all in one swell swoop.
Let me just say, we have had really egregious breaches of this. And at this time, the general managers do not feel that they have the authority, and they need the authority. So I'm going to encourage that we take this vote. Yes, Julie.
Yeah, I was just going to say I object to a motion to postpone.
So why don't we go ahead and
am I still on the stack?
I didn't see you. Actually, there are several. Serene, Jan, Philip, Ron.
Okay.
Serene.
So I don't see that this is a board issue. This is a management issue. If something is being sent out on behalf of the station, the general manager deals with it. And if it's something is going out nationally, then the ED deals with it. I don't even understand why the Finance Committee had the discussion, and I certainly don't understand why the board is voting on it. This is a management task.
I see that there are more.
So I move to remove it entirely from this and any future agenda.
Is there a second?
Let management manage.
Is there a second for Serene's motion to remove this from the agenda?
Jan Goodman.
I second.
Jan, are you seconding the motion?
I am.
Okay.
I think that the executive director has the ability to just put this in place, and we don't have, it's, I agree, it's not something the board needs to be working on.
So I've got, since so I'm we've got a stack, list of people on the list. We've got Philip, Ron, Fred, Julie.
And Phillip. I still have my hand.
Dan, up. We've heard from you.
No, Phillip. That was on a separate, my hand was up previously also.
Okay, give it to Jan.
Madam Jan, Chair, go ahead. The extended time has expired.
Why don't we vote first on whether or not to remove this and give it to Stephanie so we don't have to talk about it at all anymore?
I want to speak on behalf of Serene's motion and say maybe the National Board should just stay out of this. Management is very empowered to deal with these things locally
You're speaking in favor. Ron?
Yes, I'm speaking in favor of the resolution.
Ron? Fred?
Yeah, not so recently. We had to pay $157,000 for a little deal that a station contracted to. And since we didn't get the original bill, it was actually a $500,000 judgment against us. And I have been beating on the issue of the LSBs and the GMs not signing contracts that encumber the entire organization. And I am adamantly opposed as the chair of the finance committee with this lackadaisical, laissez-faire attitude about being able to sign contracts that could literally put us in the ground.
Julie?
My point is this is a motion to amend an agenda that's already been adopted. Yeah. And so it requires a two-thirds vote to pass.
Thank you.
I'm still here.
Sorry, Ron?
Yes, I'd like to hear some more from Stephanie on this. Because this, the debate is whether the national office needs this tool to conduct business on behalf of everybody and to protect all the stations. So I'd like to hear from Stephanie, if you don't mind, what her thoughts are about whether this is going to help her or hinder her or whether it's necessary at all.
I think that's very wise. Stephanie?
Well, I think that one of the main reasons that maybe it possibly went to the board was that we don't want to discourage in any way LSB members and volunteers from planning events on behalf of Pacifica or for their station. But those can happen often without the general managers or staff or myself knowing until it comes down to the place where the event is being held, and then all of a sudden a general manager gets a phone call or I get a phone call. They're asking for insurance riders and we're saying what event is actually happening. So things are being planned in the name of Pacifica, which is great. Love it. But we don't know what's happening until something happens and we have somebody that's injured that's calling us and they want payment for their injury, or the place itself is saying, oh, or the house or the building was thrashed and here's the bill for cleanup, or the general manager saying what money was taken in that was cash that we don't have accounting for, or we'll get a bill from a volunteer that says, can you please reimburse me? And you're like, we'll reimburse you for you were getting groceries and snacks, which is great. But if we had kind of known that beforehand, then the station could have been, informed. We would not get a reimbursement for parking or miles or something that, maybe one volunteer had promised another one, or we reimburse you for your miles. But then we're like, okay, we didn't even know that was happening. So a lot of it is just kind of a message of if you are planning an event, a printed material to make sure logos aren't stretched, that our messaging is going out correctly, that you work in partnership with the staff and with myself so we can all keep ourselves safe. It isn't in any way to prohibit things from being mailed, prohibit events from taking place, booths from being, book fairs or anything like that. We just at the national office and the stations often get the repercussions afterward.
So Stephanie, you're saying this would be a useful tool.
It would be useful more as a statement that we're here to support you, but we want to know about it in advance in order to keep you safe and to not have any of the volunteers be financially liable for anything. Let the National Office in Pacifica take on that load.
So this is the difficulty of dealing with volunteers who are enthusiastic but get beyond what they have authority to do. Okay, we've got Serene, Jan, Myla.
I just want to say I support the measure.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Serene, Jan, Myla.
Can we call the vote?
Yeah, let's call the vote. Thank you. All right.
I have a possible amendment.
Myla.
Can I just ask Stephanie, if we were to eliminate the final wording, which I put in the chat, which is, and the ED and IGMs will determine the period of time needed prior to approval, would that tie your hands in any way or prevent you from establishing some kind
of... Let me tell you, I think it would. Because what happens, she had this stuck under her nose at a party.
Right.
Just before it was being sent out. Volunteers right. need guidance.
Well, but...
She can come back and suggest... a time. I want to get to the vote on this. Okay, Julie, please take the vote.
Yeah, sorry. And so this is on the motion. So yes, supports the motion. No is opposed. Kaja Brown.
Motion. What's the question?
The motion is the one that was read at some length, which is motion regarding events and publications prior approval by management.
I thought there was a motion to remove it from the agenda.
No, that went down.
Sorry. You're right. There was that motion. It requires 2/3.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. It's essentially a motion to table indefinitely.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You stated it as a motion to remove
it
from
the agenda.
So why don't you go ahead and take the vote? 2/3.
Kaja Brown.
What are we voting? Please explain. This is a vote to, in fact,
table it.
What?
To remove this item from the agenda.
Okay, I can't hear four people at once. Can somebody just explain to me like I'm a 2-year-old, please?
Well, welcome to the fellow 2-year-old, okay? So this is a motion to take this whole motion off of the agenda. Changing the agenda requires a 2/3 vote.
Taking what off the agenda?
Taking this motion.
What is the motion?
Okay, the motion is, whereas events conducted in the name of Pacifica require adequate planning for security, it's the motion to require that events and publications get cleared in advance by management.
And the vote does what?
If you agree with Stephanie that we should have prior, we would vote no.
Yes, that's right. We would vote no to remove it from the agenda, and then we would vote on the motion itself.
Okay. I move by acclamation that we vote on the motion itself and skip the vote on removing it from the agenda.
I would happily second that.
Speaking, I didn't hear anyone recognized.
Yeah, sorry. So then I also would like to move this forward because I don't think we've got the 2/3 to remove it from the agenda. We will go ahead to a vote on the motion. If you don't want to adopt the motion, vote no.
Okay, so let me go to Kaja Brown.
No, what is the motion?
The motion is the motion to require prior approval by management of publications and events. It's the tool Stephanie says she thinks she needs.
It's the motion passed by the NFC. So, okay, let's try again. Kaja Brown?
Yes.
Kaja's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
Is a yes.
Fred is a yes. Jerome Edge?
Yes.
Thank you. Jerome is a yes. Sally Gellert?
No.
Sally's a no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Julie Hewitt? I'll vote yes. Avalia Jones?
I vote yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Zach is a yes. Philip Muldery?
Yes.
Philip is a yes. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Unnecessary. Let management manage.
So, Serene, you're a no. Is that right?
It's an absolute no. It's not on
yes, all right. Let just say no.
Thank you.
You do James not Sagerton. Comment. Jim Sagerton?
Abstain.
James abstains. Minerva Sanders?
Minerva's a yes.
Minerva's a yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey's a yes. Dennis Williams?
No.
Dennis is a no. Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Michael's a yes. Let's see. Madam Chair, the yeses are 14. The noes are 3, and there was one abstention.
So we are, that passes. And we are past, I think that Darlene was going to alert that we are past the time to move.
Yes, we've gone past the time that was extended, and we are now past the time of time certain for
going
the executive session.
Into executive session. So I will accept a motion to go into closed session. We're at time certain. Okay. Is there a second?
Jan.
Okay. Any objection? We're past time certain, so I think we need to just go into it. James,
a short break.
Hang on one second.
A short break, please.
Yeah. Okay.